And this is pretty cool. The Midwest Wildcats basketball program, it's an AAU, it's the largest AAU basketball program in Northern Illinois based out of Rockford. And the Wildcats have been selected by Under Armour to play their girls UAA High School Rise Circuit and their boys and girls UAA Futures Circuit. This is big news if you're into youth sports, into youth basketball. And so I want to find a little bit more about this. So on the line with us is Chuck Lynn, who's been in charge of the Wildcats program, I believe, since the inception. And it's been about 17 years. So, Chuck, how are you doing this morning?
Doing good. If we could get past this weather, I'd be doing better.
No kidding. Am I right? Have you been with Wildcats since the beginning?
Yes. We started almost 17 years ago with one team, and currently we field about between 60 and 70 teams a year.
What do you credit the growth? I mean, how did it grow so much in that time? I mean, that's huge.
There's just a lot of interest in youth sports. It's not just basketball, but we've seen an increase in kids looking for club opportunities in different sports, but basketball has certainly grown over the last 16 years.
Before we get into the big news today, I'd like to kind of explain a little bit about what the Wildcats are. I mean, what age groups are these, and is it a group that travels within the area? Do you go nationwide, worldwide? Kind of explain a little bit about the Wildcats program, at least the way it is today.
We offer competitive basketball for nine-year-olds all the way up to 17-year-olds, both boys and girls. And we offer both regional teams and national teams. The national teams travel as far as Atlanta, Georgia, Louisville, Kentucky. This year they'll be making Under Armour circuit event in Pennsylvania. The boys travel more in the Midwest. They'll travel to Indianapolis and up to Minnesota for their events under the Prep Soup circuit.
And talk about the quality of kind of coaching you have there.
We have a number of high school and some college coaches that work with the older teams, and then they also do a lot of the training for the younger teams.
Yeah, I was wondering, how are you guys split between boys and girls? I mean, I've heard about the Wildcats for a long time, particularly on the girls' side. Rachel Konitsky, I know, is a Wildcat, and I've seen so many of I talked to so many of the best girls' basketball players in town, and they're like, oh, yeah, we were teammates on the Wildcats. But do you guys have a lot of boys, too? Or
we do have a lot of boys. Our girls' side is certainly the bigger side of our program, and we have players like Macy Weaver down at Arkansas, and Ellie Laney at Arkansas Fort Smith, and Jensen Blossage just left Florida Southern. She's playing for a school over in England right now. And Michaela Schmelzer and Anaya Moore from Harlem High School are at Milwaukee, and Michaela's having a real great season there. She's a starting point guard.
And yeah, and basketball. She's been
soccer
awesome.
And basketball, and as a student.
Yeah.
She's a 4.0 student, just a really great kid and having a great career at Milwaukee.
So let's talk a little about this this announcement this week that you guys have been selected by the Under Armour to play in these the Rise Circuit and the Future Circuit. Why is this a big deal?
It gives our program a little more exposure. It gives those kids that are looking at playing or interested in playing college basketball more exposure to college coaches. It just brings a little more notoriety to the program, and the events will be stronger, attended by more college coaches than we see in other events.
Now, is this something where, because it says you've been selected to, is this something that you had to reach a certain point, a level of success, whatever, before they even considered you? Did you apply for this every year and they finally agreed to have you? Or how did this process go?
It was a several-month process. We initially made contact with Under Armour to inquire about the possibility of joining the circuit. And they look at everything. They look at your social media. They look at the players that have come out of your program. They look at your future prospects. And then they made the determination not long ago that they would add us to their Rise and Future circuits.
Now, what exactly, how can kids try out for the teams? And when is Wildcats? I'm sure probably going on right now during basketball season, but also there's the summer season too. So how can kids get involved? When they see this, there might be certainly a bump in interest right now.
They can go to our website, MidwestWildcats.com, and find all the tryout information. Our tryouts start in just a few weeks. Just as the high school season is starting to wind down, we start tryouts for our spring and summer season, and that season runs through August 4th. So it's a fairly long season, and that's both national teams and regional teams. We have a lot of kids from within an hour, hour and a half of Rockford that travel on the national teams as well as the regional teams, which play closer events, shorter events, and they're just, some of them are just playing to hone their skills, and others are playing on the, especially the national teams, because they have a definite interest in playing college basketball.
What is the trial process? I mean, it's like a one-day thing. Is it what types of things should they know or be prepared to do when they go for the tryouts?
It's a one or two-day tryout session, and we have four or five evaluators in there. They're looking at skill level. They're looking at effort. They're looking at coachability. They're just looking at not just the physical skills, but the personalities of the players, their competitiveness, and then we try to figure out who would be best for the position. So we look at teams by position or players by position, and not just, it might not be the 10 best kids in the gym, because you're always looking to fill the point position, the wings, the forwards, and so you look to see who would, you try to determine who would be the best fit for making a solid team.
So you would turn people away then, those that don't make the teams, right?
We do. We have about 600 kids try out in the spring and summer, and we field somewhere between 40 and 50 teams, so we do have cuts.
And what's kind of the commitment when you get into it in terms of the summer? I know you mentioned that there's different levels, and they may be a little different, but is it still, no matter what level you're after, the national traveling team or the regional, is it an every-weekend tournament commitment, or and how many practices are you committed to when you join the Wildcats?
For the high school, it's a little bit different. So they play in April and May. We take the month of June off other than optional training sessions, and that's because we want our athletes to commit to their high school programs, mm-hmm. which most of their summer sessions are done in the month of June. And then we go right back into it July 5th, and we play through August 4th. July is kind of a grind for our high school athletes because they play 3 and 4 day events. They're all regulated by the NCAA, so they limit the number of games, but we can travel from Louisville, be there from July 5th through the 8th, and then turn right around the next day and be playing in the Nike Tournament of Champions in Chicago for 3 days, and then we'll get a few days off, and we'll be headed to Pennsylvania, and it's quite a grind for the high school athletes.
It's almost more grueling than the NBA.
I don't know. I'm not sure about that, but it is grueling, and it's tough on the athletes. It's tough on the coaches. It's really tough on the parents. The parents have to be as committed as the athlete.
Sure, sure. And then you said that's the high school. So what about the younger levels? What kind of commitments are those during the course of the summer?
The younger levels, they play mostly weekend events, and they travel. The farthest they travel is Kansas City, Missouri, but most of their events are in the Chicago, Indianapolis, Milwaukee region. So it's less travel, farther, longer time between events, and their events are 2 or 3 days versus 3 or 4 days.
All right. We're talking with Chuck Lynn from the Wildcats, the Rockford Wildcats basketball program. And I'm sure this varies between people and between levels and all that, but what kind of financial commitment do people have to make if they want to get involved in something like this, especially now when you've got the bigger traveling, the bigger tournaments they can get involved with?
It's certainly a commitment. We find that our fees are probably half of what it costs to play on a Chicago program. Our national team fees are right around $600, mm-hmm. but that includes all of the events. It includes personal highlight videos for our high school athletes. It includes online recruiting tools that they can use to communicate with college coaches. And the bigger commitment, though, is the financial part of the travel. Mm-hmm. All your lodging and gas and food is certainly a bigger commitment than our fees are.
Now, the other thing I was told about, do you have an open informational meeting this Saturday? And talk about the program. Tell me a little bit about that meeting and what's all you could be looking at and talking about.
Saturday and Sunday evenings, 6:30 p.m. at Floating Boys and Girls Club here in Rockford. We have an informational meeting for all athletes and their parents that are interested in the Under Armour Rise, Under Armour Future, and Prep Hoops circuits, so for both boys and girls. And we'll be explaining the schedule for our national teams. We'll be talking about the benefits that come with playing in the program as far as the recruiting items that we offer for our athletes. And we'll be talking about the travel arrangements, answering a lot of questions about that, so that when someone decides to try out, we know that they have the answers to the questions that they might have, and they'll be more committed to the extensive travel.
And again, the website to go to for all this information?
MidwestWildcats.com.